The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, WSRE-TV.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday morning, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So happy you could be with us this morning as you start your work day, your school day. I'm not sure how your day is going to go, but it is going to be beautiful. No rain, and it looks like I'm going to get over this weekend. I know y'all know I'm a Georgia fan, so I'm going to just try to buck it up and say, okay, I'm still a fan no matter what. Here we go, and congrats to all my Bama friends. I got that out of the way. Now, important things on the plate. My friends are here from WSRE. Welcome. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Good morning, Meg.
Everybody is here, so let's get started. Tell us everything that we need to know.
Hey. Well, I'm Mary Riker.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary.
No, but
in my mind,
having
I said your name.
having us this morning. I'm here with Billy Harrell. We're here to talk about Studio Amped. It's the most wonderful time of the year when all the songwriting festivals start, songwriters festivals start, and we're a part of that. Our Studio Amped concert series begins Friday, October 3rd, and we've got 6 shows over 2 weeks.
So it starts this weekend.
Right, starts this weekend with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival special, and I think we've been working with them about 13 years now, an annual special with 3 songwriters from the festival that are in town. This Friday night, we have Gary Nichols. Gary Nichols is a Grammy-winning producer, singer, songwriter. He's from the Muscle Shoals area.
Wow.
He used to be the lead vocalist for the Steel Drivers. And if you know about the Steel Drivers, he took Chris Stapleton's place with that band years back. But he's in town for the Songwriters Festival, and he'll be performing on the Amos Studio stage Friday night.
Before you keep going, but for folks that don't know where you're, why don't you tell them where you're located and just a little bit of the history of the WSRE studios?
Oh yeah,
because there might be someone listening going, "Oh, that sounds like fun," but maybe they're new to town or they don't know where
right.
y'all are located.
Right. Well, we are located on the campus of Pensacola State College.
Mm-hmm.
We're right across the street from the airport parking lot.
Can't miss it. Big studio, big sign.
Yep. Corner of 12th and College. And if you're familiar with the campus. The Amos studio is right next door to the tennis courts.
There you
so
go.
You park where you
so
go
now you have no excuse.
That's right. And then also on Friday night, Billy Droz. Billy Harrell, you want to talk about Billy Droz a little bit? He's a bluegrass guy.
I think the most important thing to talk about is the fact that the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, which has been around for a long time, is doing something different this year.
Yes.
They're having a downtown Pensacola week, and then they're having a Pensacola Beach week.
I see, I love
that. Before, it was always on Pensacola Beach.
That's right.
But we've always been part of the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, even though we're in town
mm-hmm.
at Pensacola State College. One of the things that we rely on is the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival to provide us with the songwriters that perform. And what Studio Amped is all about, it's taking artists and putting them on a stage and then recording them.
Mm-hmm.
For television.
Right.
And then later, we will air them on WSRE-TV. And it's a great thing. It's been around now for, this is our 16th season. It's hard to believe it's been 16 years since we've been doing this.
That's incredible,
but
Billy.
Going back to who's coming out on Friday night, we were really lucky to get really 3 talented groups of people. Billy Droz has had 11 number one singles.
Really?
Not himself, but you know how songwriters are. They write songs for other people.
Right.
That they, you know, the other people make famous.
Right.
But those are the songwriters. And then Gary Nichols is just a story in himself. You just need to go to Spotify and find the music and listen to it. And then we have something called the Burney Sisters. And the Burney Sisters are very interesting because it's Emma and Bella. Now, Emma is 17 years old, and Bella is 15 years old.
What?
Okay. And so they are on their way because I
so
talked
young.
To the mother the other day, and I said, what are they doing now? And so they're touring. And so
what?
This is all part of a long, big, long tour, and so they're able to stop in Pensacola and actually do the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. So we're so excited to
yes.
have them. Now, guess where some of the locations are going to be for some of these places. Oyster Bay from the ground up,
mm-hmm.
Lucy's, Voices of Pensacola, Christchurch, Calvert's in the Heights, the Fish House, Trader John's. Trader John's.
Yes.
In the museum, they're going to actually, in the museum, have some songwriters in the museum.
That's so cool.
And then also Studio Amped.
There you go.
And then Radio Live, you know, which is on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have some of the people there. And then Hellcat Hangers. So all of these different locations in the Pensacola area are going to have songwriters. And about 130 of them are coming to town.
Well,
we've got the best three. Yay!
Yay!
And they're coming. All right. So here's a little bit about Studio Amped. All right. It's on the campus of Pensacola State College. She told you how to get there. If you're going down 12th Avenue, you hit college, take a left, and go down about a half a block, and then there's this big parking lot where the tennis courts are, you know, the indoor pool, the gym, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You park there, you get out of your car, and you look, and there's this big building, and you just walk into it. It doesn't cost a penny to go. There's no tickets that you need to buy.
Wow.
I mean, there's no tickets you even need to ask for because you just walk in and sit down. All right. We open the doors at 6.
Okay.
The concerts start at 7. And they start at 7 very promptly because we have to have all the television cameras synced.
Right.
So if you come in at 7:05, you know, we will have already started and so forth. So we do try to get the show started. And then it's only going to last about 65 minutes. So you're not going to be there the whole night.
Right.
So you'll be able to come see our show and then go wherever you want to go the rest of the evening. And so that's very exciting. So that's coming up this Friday night. And then we start the rest of the concert series. And that's going to be on Monday, October 8th. And Katie Dineen has been playing in this area for a long time. And she's been a solo artist, and she actually put together a songwriters round that plays every month down at the Handlebar in downtown Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
But one thing that's going to be unique is she's going to be playing with a band this time.
Really?
And so, yeah, this is really exciting. So she, not only is she going to be on acoustic guitar, she's going to have a lead guitar player, a bass drummer, a bass drums, and saxophone. Yeah, it's going to be those three people. And so that's Katie Dineen, and that'll be Monday night. Once again, totally free. Please come and see. Then on Wednesday, October 8th, Trio. That's a group out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And they play a lot in this area. And so I just happened to see them one night. That's one of my jobs, is to pick out the bands that are going to be on the stage and perform.
Right.
And they are just sensational.
I like how they spell their name, though.
Yeah, but it's Trio,
yes.
T-R-I-O, three people. But
right.
Guess what? They're bringing in a absolutely fantastic organ player named Chris Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris has played with all the blues artists, you know, the Ground Zero Club over in Biloxi, you know, Morgan Freeman and all that.
Yeah.
Is that Morgan? Yeah.
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this cat has been almost playing there for years.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play with us on Studio Amped, and we're really excited about that. Then we go to the next week, and that'll be October 14th. And we got this group coming down from Mary Esther, Fort Walton Beach, Walton County, called About to Sweat.
What a name.
Now, About to Sweat, what type of music do you think they would play?
I don't know.
Oh, they played that rhythm, blues,
that
funky. Yeah. And a funky monkey butt. And so they got the horns. All right. So,
I love that.
So they got some great people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's bass, drums, guitar, trombone, saxophone, and all of that. And so they got the big horn sound. And they're coming up to Pensacola to play Studio Amped. And then on Wednesday the 15th, we've got Ben Lofton and the family. And Ben Lofton has been playing in this area for years and is very, very well liked. He's, you know, played all the festivals. Everybody knows Ben Lofton. We were so excited. We're actually able to get them and videotape them and put them on Studio Amp this year. And then our final act is going to be on Thursday the 16th, and it's Blue Mother Tupelo. Now, that's kind of an interesting name, but
sounds like they're coming out of Mississippi,
all
maybe?
All the way from Como, Mississippi.
Okey-dokey.
I don't know if you know where Como, Mississippi
nope.
is, but it's closer to Memphis than it is to Pensacola.
Okay, that helps a little.
And they're a husband and wife team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so they've got this thing going where he plays a kick drum and guitar and tambourine and all of this stuff, and she plays all these instruments. There's only two of them, but they sound like a full band. And they play a lot of really good, kind of Southern Americana, funky soul type music. And they're a very interesting husband and wife team. And she's got a beautiful voice, and she sings all the ballads, and he sings all the rough songs. And so it's, yeah. And so they're some great people. Now, the one thing about Studio Amp that people ask me all the time is, how do I get on it? How can I get on it? And so I say, well, what you doing? How many new songs you got? And they say, what do you mean? Oh, we got 50,000 new songs. And I said, no, but how many have you written? Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing about Studio Amped. Mm-hmm. You have to play all original music.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
okay.
Not one cover song can be played. Now, if there is a song deep in public domain, mm-hmm. everybody knows what that is. You know, like, I'm a poor, wayfaring stranger. You know, something like that. You can play public domain, but you got to make sure it's in public domain.
Now, are you going to be performing anytime soon? Now that we just had a little serenade here.
No, I'm going to let the professionals do it. But,
I don't know about that.
He
anyway,
is in a band, though.
I think so. You're going to be at Calvert's, right?
So I have played before. Calvert's Calvert's is one of the locations, and on Saturday night they're going to have some great songwriters at Calvert's and the Fish House and just all sorts of places. So, you know, the most exciting thing about Studio Amped is that it's free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. And people think, well, do I have to be a student of Pensacola State College? Do I have to have paid, some kind of membership? No. You just pull up, walk in, and enjoy about 65 minutes worth of original music.
Which is incredible and just a treat for everyone.
And you're part of the studio audience, so we're making a TV show. And
yeah.
That's fun in and of itself.
See how that works,
Have you ever been walking down L.A. and say, hey, do you want to be part of a live studio audience? That's what we're doing. That's why we're here today.
Yes.
To invite people to come to Studio Amp. And this is the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio.
Right.
The big old building.
Right. You can't
miss it.
There's
no way you'll miss it.
Can't miss it.
And there's plenty of seating. Oh, and this is the beauty of it all. Because it's on the campus of Pensacola State College, mm-hmm. there's all this free parking.
Hey, now he said it.
You do not have to worry about finding a space, in front of the tennis court, swimming pool, and gym.
That is good news in Pensacola.
Yes, it sure is. It absolutely is.
I mean, free.
Yes.
Everything's free. But we do want to see smiling faces there and people that enjoy music. And somebody asked me one time, well, do we yell and scream? And I said, yeah, we want all that. But at the same time, it's kind of like a listening room.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want people talking as if they're in a nightclub or anything recording it, for television and that type of thing. So I've got these rules where you got to turn your cell phones off and all these things like that. And watch the cameras. Don't walk in front of them and all those things. And Mary provides door prizes.
Come early or you'll miss the door prizes.
Okay.
That's how Billy gets people
gotta come
in their
early.
Seats before 7.
Come about 6:30 and you can be part of the door prizes.
Okay, that works for me. Okay, so, we're talking real quick. Just want to say we're Pep Talk. And if you just joined us, we're talking with Mary Riker and Billy Harrell from WSRE, all about Studio Amped. If you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. And I just had a comment that came in I want to share with you. And they said, I have been to Studio Amped many times. It's awesome. How about that?
That's great. That's good.
Makes
to hear.
Me want to holler and throw up both my hands.
That's it. That's it. That's
hey,
it.
Billy said that it was free, and it is free. We're public media.
Mm-hmm.
This is community engagement. It's mission related. It supports local artists and it exposes everybody to the arts.
Mm-hmm.
The new programs that we record over the next 2 weeks will air in the spring.
Okay.
And Studio Amp airs 9 p.m. every Thursday night. We have a great library of shows, and Billy also schedules those. But another reason it's free is we are public media, and we have sponsors and donors, and the Bear Family Foundation and Blues Angel Music are sponsoring this 16th season,
nice.
The sweet 16th season of Studio Amped. So,
and if somebody was interested, if a business is interested in sponsoring or helping out, how would they contact you, Mary, or how would that work?
Yes.
Okay. Contact Mary
Riker.
I'll just
say yes.
She's marketing.
Right now it's a little foggy.
Marketing and development for WSRE.
And everything I've said is on a website. And listen to this.
Yes.
WSRE.org/Studio Amped.
Okay.
If you go to that, you can get everything that I've said. All of the acts, who they are, all the write-ups and things like that. So it's hard to remember all this stuff, but go to that and you can see it and know the dates. But the times are always the same. Doors open at 6. Concerts start promptly at 7 because we got to sync up all the cameras and have everything ready to roll at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we got another question that just rolled in. Has the lineup been released for this year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so everything, that's what we just went through, some
that's
of the lineup.
That's what we just went through. Okay. And go to WSRE.org, and you can find it there. Another thing is the community engagement with Studio Amped. One, it is free, but we'll have donation boxes for Manna food pantries.
Okay.
If you're able to, you don't have to bring that to get in the door, but we're asking everybody to bring a donation for Manna.
Nice.
So that's your price of admission.
Okay.
And then another thing that we do is with the Pace Center for Girls.
Oh, good.
And a few years back, we started Renita Cross, who's the director of the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival.
Renita was just on the show.
She picks out some artists to work with the Pace Center girls. We bring them over to the college, to the Performing Arts Building, a music room, and about 50 girls come over, and they're working with a few songwriters this year. I know one of them is from Texas. The other two are from Nashville, I believe. But they're visiting songwriters, work with the girls. And within an hour and a half or so, they have learned about songwriting, have written their own song.
That's what Renita was telling me. They write their own song.
It's just magical. It's one of my favorite things that we do. And, and last week, we gave them a little warm-up, two local songwriters, Lex B., from Pensacola, and then Simone French from Mobile came over and just talked about their journey with songwriting and how to use their creativity as a way to get through things. And they played some of their original music, and it was fantastic, and the girls just love it. So they're all warmed up and ready to come over on Friday. So there's the TV production, but since we're a PBS station, we have a lot of community engagement too.
Which is great. And I know that the girls at Pace Center for Girls, really, it's an extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
To write your own song.
Hey,
awesome. Amazing.
I just wanted to say this is our 16th season, and we could not do these concerts without the songwriters and the bands that appear. And they give us 6 hours of their time, and we end up recording a concert, airing it on WSRE. One important thing, when we're recording the concert, it's not going out live.
Right.
It's live to tape. And so we'll later on, you know, do some post-production on it and then air it, like she said, in March.
So if you go, you might actually see yourself in that live recording that's aired later down the road.
Absolutely. You're part of a live studio
that's
audience.
Right.
But I can't emphasize enough the fact that it's very important, since we're doing a lot of these dates in the middle of the week, that people come out and give it a try. Because we do that because on the weekends, that's normally when the bands play, you know, in clubs and that type of thing. So we don't want to take gigs away from bands. We do them on Monday, you know, we do them on Wednesday, you know, Thursdays and all that, midweek type dates. And that's very important, because we got to keep those bands going. So somebody said, how did you get started?
Right.
Well, long time ago, somebody sat down and said, you know, Austin City Limits is a great show.
What if we localized it?
What if we had a local Austin City Limits and invited people into the Amos Performance Studio, had them perform live on our stage, and then aired it on WSRE? So it's kind of like they're the big brother. They've been around for about 50 years. This is our 16th year.
That's amazing.
And once again, we could not do it without the support of the bands and the songwriters that come in. And every time I talk to the bands about doing this, they say, well, 9 high-definition cameras on little old me? I'm used to playing, you know, very quaint little places, bars and things like that. And so it's really fun to watch these bands come alive. And so who's your success stories? Well, there's a band called the Red Clay Strays.
Oh.
Love
are you
them.
Familiar with them?
Yes.
Well, they did Studio Amped about 6 years ago.
No kidding.
And if you if you're keeping up with them, you know, they've played the Opry, they played Red Rocks, they're on their way. They've played the late night shows. You know, they're doing really, really well.
They're headlining all the big music festivals. Their name is the
that's
big
the Red
one at
Clay
the top.
Strays.
Crazy,
and,
crazy awesome.
And it's crazy awesome. So and they're out of Baldwin County. And so someone asked, well, tell me about the bands. Where do they come from? Well, we've had them as far away as New Orleans.
Right.
You know, up into Alabama. We've had bands from Birmingham. We've had bands from Gainesville and all of that. So we started basically with local bands. Now we're kind of into regional bands. And we really love bands that are doing it full time, meaning this is my job. This is what I do. This is how I make a living. And those are the bands we really want to support because we want to give them an opportunity to showcase their original music. As you well know, if you go into a bar, you're probably going to hear mostly cover songs, maybe
right.
a little, you know, original song sprinkled in every now and then. In this case, they got 65 minutes that they can play their original music. And it's really exciting for them because a lot of them say, you know, I've always wanted to sit down and write an hour's worth of music, but this has inspired me to do it. And mm-hmm. so that's what they do. And you can find all just about every one of these groups that I've mentioned on Spotify and other streaming platforms.
Right.
So it's easy to get your music, you know, on these streaming platforms. So,
but there's nothing better than the live experience.
Yes. That's, oh, hey, it's...
It's great storytelling, no matter the genre.
Right.
Billy does a great job of having a mixture of musical genres for each season, but the storytelling is fabulous, and they're just always special. And to me, it's more special, you know, I'm there every live night.
Right.
So than watching it on
pictures.
TV.
She takes wonderful pictures of the bands performing.
Okay. Well, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What else do we want to touch on?
Well, I do want to mention the big TV event on PBS this season is the American Revolution.
I cannot wait for this.
It premieres November 16th. It'll be Sunday night through Friday night, so it's a TV event. It's fantastic. I believe Ken Burns and his team worked on this for about 10 years.
And for those that don't know, Ken Burns is known for his exquisite documentaries on the Civil War.
So we'll have a preview screening, a free event preview screening on October 21st. So mark your calendars. We have a 45-minute screener with an excerpt from, you know, each episode.
Oh, nice.
And we're bringing in someone who contributed to the film, Kathleen Duvall. She's a professor at UNC. She's a Pulitzer Prize winning author.
Wow.
And her book, Independence Lost, Penguin Random House, is reissuing that book on October 21st, which is a little serendipitous. She's like, by the way, I just found out your event is my book release. But the book came out in 2015. They're reissuing it because of her appearance and contribution to this documentary series. And, of course, America's 250. But that book and her expertise is the American Revolution on the Gulf Coast. So she's going to be telling our story.
I love that.
Siege of Pensacola, Bernardo de Galvez. So it's really special. We're going to be celebrating our American Revolutionary story here in
Incredible.
Northwest
and what's the date on that again?
October 21st.
And is that free also, or do you need to get tickets for that?
It's free in the evening, but we do ask that you register. And the first 100 to register will get a free copy of her book that's coming out.
I know what I'm doing this morning.
Yep. So just go to WSRE.org. A quick way to see all of our events is WSRE.org/events. You'll see Studio Amp, the American Revolution, anything we have coming up.
Got a quick text in real here. Red Clay Strays, where and when?
Oh. They were in 2017.
Okay.
Yes, they were 6 years ago.
So they're on their way now.
They were at Red Rocks a couple weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
They may have to look up on their website.
They are very, very nice young men. Yeah. But I can't get through to them anymore.
Yeah, right.
But I tell you what, we do archive everything on YouTube and other PBS. So if you want to see their concert from 6 years ago, just go to YouTube and type in Studio Amp, Red Clay Strays, WSRE.
Cool. That's
and
neat.
You can see all of the performances that we've had in the past. Just a very last thing here. Once again, it's all free. All you have to do is walk in, and you're not there all night. It's going to take about 65 minutes. So you can come in, check your shows out, and then go, you know, do whatever you do the rest of the evening. And we hope everybody can come out and be part of Studio Amp, because we need these live studio audiences to kind of pump the bands up.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've got, 12 people there, it's not as exciting as when you've got 200 people there.
Right,
as you well know. And so they always perform better, and we're so excited about the lineup this year. And once again, go to WSRE.org, then /Studio Amped, and that's spelled StudioAmped.
Okay, we've got down to our final 30 seconds here. Anything you want to mention real quick?
Oh, thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you, Meg.
You guys are the best. Mary Rocker, Billy Harrell, thank you so much for being here. Don't miss Studio Amp. You can take advantage this Friday night. The American Revolution, We the People's coming up on October 12th, 21st, at 7. And you can check it all out at WSRE.org. Thanks for being here, y'all. Appreciate all you do for us.